Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Giving glory and honor to God, we truly thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to be in the house of the Lord one more time. We thank God for his goodness. It's good to see all the children here today. It's good to look out and see Miss Betty here. And we thank God for the saints who are maybe still on their way and asking God to hasten them along safely. Thank him for the beautiful Sunday school lesson. And just thank God. Thank God to have Sister Holmes on phone and Brother Maurice and Sister Lillian on, and all the saints who have called in that are not able to be here, and all those who are listening in on the broadcast. We thank God for that, because we know without God we can do nothing. Amen. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Just thanking him for his goodness. He's already been here with us. His spirit has, and we thank the Lord for that during our Sunday school lesson. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we look to thee once again this day, thanking you for your manifold blessings upon us as the people of God. We thank you, Lord God, that you allowed us to rise this morning, dear Heavenly Father, and you set us on our way to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Father, we thank you for all the children, Lord God, that have come out today. We ask your choice blessings upon them. We ask a special prayer and blessing upon Sister Laurentine downstairs and Brother Byron, Lord God, as they assist with the children, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that you would watch over them, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for their parents, Lord God, who have seen it well to send them out, dear Father. We ask your choice blessings upon them likewise. We ask, O Lord, that you remember all the saints of God who have gathered here in the sanctuary, Lord God. We thank you for those who are online, dear Heavenly Father. We understand our dear sister June Webb cannot be with us today, Lord God. We ask, O Lord, that you would bless her and remember her family, Lord God. Remember her grandchild that she's taking care of, Lord God. We ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you would bless this child and that you would touch him and heal him, Lord God, to your glory, to your honor. We thank you for Sister June, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless her in every way that she stands in need of. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for this dear sister, and ask that you would continue to look down upon her, Lord God. You know her heart's desire is to see her family saved, her husband and her daughters, Lord God. And so we just ask, dear Heavenly Father, that thou would bless her, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for her testimony, her words of encouragement, Lord God. Continue to keep her, dear Heavenly Father, in perfect peace, you said, whose mind is stayed on thee. Father God in heaven, remembering Sister Ferris Day and her family likewise, dear Father, we thank you for them and ask your blessings upon them, dear Heavenly Father. Remember little Samantha, dear Father. We thank you for this beautiful child you have blessed, dear Heavenly Father, to come into this world this year, dear Lord. And so we just ask, dear Heavenly Father, your blessings upon them, dear Father. Remember Brother Monty Johnson and his family, Lord God. We ask a special prayer and blessing upon them. Remember his children, Lord God. We ask that you would be with him and his companion in a special way, Lord God. And pray, Lord God, your choice blessings be upon them. Likewise, Sister Sandy and her family, Lord God, we ask a special prayer upon her, dear Father. And Sister Carolyn, dear Father, we ask that you would bless and be with them. Sister Sanders down in Florida, Lord God, we pray for her, Lord God. We thank you for her. Ask that you would continue to bless her and remember Sister Teresa and Sister Amy, Lord God, in a special way, dear Heavenly Father. Not forgetting Sister Marvina there in New York, dear Father. We thank you for her and ask that you would bless and be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, as we reach out, dear Heavenly Father, this morning for all the saints, dear Father, that are far and near, we just ask that you would bless and be with them. Thank you, Lord God, for all that are listening in, dear Heavenly Father, who have called in to this broadcast, Lord God. We thank you for these souls and ask that you would bless and be with them, Lord God. And if there's any that do not know thee yet and the free pardon of their sins, we pray, Lord God, that they would make their way, Lord God, to the house of God, where they can, Lord, hear more of the word of God and be saved, dear Father. Lord, we want to thank you this morning, Lord God, for those who are listening on the phone, Lord God. Thank you for Sister Holmes, Lord God. We understand she tried to make it, Lord God, wanted to make it, Lord God, but just wasn't able, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, we just ask that you would bless our dear sister, dear Father. Be with her, Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus, yes, Lord God. Lord. Grant her the desires of her heart, dear Heavenly Father. You allowed her, Lord God, for some reason to be on this earth for 95 years. And so, Lord, we know you're still taking care of her. Just like the day when she was born, you took care of her all up until this time. And so we're just asking you to continue to look in upon our dear sister. Remember her family. Remember her children, Lord God. We thank you for them and how they care for their mother, Lord God, and for the things that she needs, Lord God. We thank you that they've honored their mother in a way that they have done. And we ask your blessings upon each and every one of them, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray likewise that you remember Brother Mann. We thank you for him, Lord God, and thank you for how you've watched over this dear brother, how you're bringing him along, dear Father, 93 years old and still, Lord God, wanting to be in the house of God every opportunity he can get here, dear Father. And Father, we ask that you would bless his endeavors, Lord God. Oh, Father, we know his heart's desire is for his children to be saved, dear Father. And we know, Lord God, he's got a concern for the neighborhood and those that are less fortunate than we are, those who may not have food to eat or clothing, dear Father, wear up on their back. And so, Father, we lift them up, dear Heavenly Father, to you in the name of Jesus, and ask that you would bless, dear Father. Thank you for Brother Mann. We ask that you would remember his companion, Sister Mann, in a special way, Lord God. Be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for all that you have done for this dear brother and all that thou art doing and going to do on his behalf. Father, likewise, we thank you for Sister Carol. Thank you for her being in our midst, dear Father. Thank you for your blessings upon our dear sister, Lord God. Father, we just thank you for this dear sister at 90 years old, dear Father. When we received the text, Lord God, after Tuesday, Lord God, she was helping out, dear Father, in the house of God, knowing that our dear brother Robert is down, dear Father. And so, Lord, he's not able to get up and clean the church. But then got a text that she took upon herself after Tuesday prayer meeting to clean the restrooms and empty some of the trash cans and things like this. God. And then Brother Jackson Levester comes along right after and says, you don't have to come over, you and Brother Tony, because we've already taken care of. Father, thank you, dear Lord, for the saints of God, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for Sister Carol and how you have blessed our dear sister. Lord, we love her with all our heart, mind, and soul. Oh, Lord God in heaven, ask you to grant her, Lord God, every wish, Lord God, that she has, dear Heavenly, or every desire, dear Lord. We pray that you would bless her, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for Sister Regina being here. Thank you for all that you've done for her. We know her heart's concerned about her daughter, Debbie, Lord God. And we just pray, Lord God, that you would bless Debbie and bring her along, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, help her not to forget, Lord God, that you are God in heaven, dear Father, and the prayers of the righteous have gone up on her behalf. Yes, and when, Lord God, you allow her to be released from the hospital, if she's not already released, and when she goes home, Lord God, and recovering, let her think about the goodness of thee, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, remembering Sister Regina, Lord God, looking upon her, dear Father. Help her, Lord God, her heart not to be sad, but help her to lift her up, dear Heavenly Father. Let her know, dear Father, that we are brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord God, and you've given us scripture, Lord God, that tells us we're to do good for all men, but especially for those who are of the household of faith. And she is of this household of faith, Lord God, and we'll be so glad, dear Father, to help her out in any way that she stands in need. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for our dear brother Maurice being on the phone, Lord God. We know he's still recuperating. And thank you for what you brought him through, Lord God. Thank you for where he is right now, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, even in our own selves, Lord God, sometimes when we're down, dear Father, we want to be further along than what we are. But, Father, thank you, dear Father, that you're bringing him right along, dear Father. Ask that you would continue to bless, Lord God. Yes, we do miss him here in the house of God, but we know once he's able, Lord God, our dear brother will be right back here to the house of God in his position, dear Father, and we thank you for this dear brother. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for his companion too, Lord God. Remember her, Lord God. We could feel, Lord God, this morning, dear Father. Oh, as she was sharing with her eyes, dear Father, I could feel, Lord God, dear Father, her pain, Lord God. And Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, oh, she's been your servant, dear Heavenly Father, for a number of years, dear Lord. And Lord, she's counting on you. She's looking to you, Lord God, that you would touch and heal her eyes, Lord God, so she could just read her Bible and read her Sunday school lesson, read the word of God, dear Father. Oh, Father, to use it to your glory and to your honor. Oh, Father, we pray that you would grant our prayer. We ask on her behalf, dear Heavenly Father. You said if two or three be touched and agreed, and Lord, we are agreed, dear Father, and more of us are agreed, dear Father. You said we can ask and what we will and it shall be done. And so we ask in the name of Jesus that thou would heal her eyes so that she will be able to see, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for Sister Lillian being on and ask your continued blessings upon our dear sister. We know, Lord God, she's still recovering too, Lord God. And we thank you for where you brought her from, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Lily. And thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for our dear sister, Lord God, and how you've lifted her up, dear Heavenly Father, and blessed her body, spirit, mind, and soul. Give her the desires of her heart, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord, we know her desire is to continue to run this race that you have set before, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of her faith. Father, we just ask that you would bless bless and be with her, dear Heavenly Father, in a mighty way. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Smith being here, Lord God, and ask your blessings upon her. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for her. Remember her grandchildren. Remember her daughter. Remember her sister, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray. Father, we thank you for seeing Miss Betty, dear Father, and ask your blessings upon her. Lord, we've been praying for her. We've been praying, Lord God, for you to bring her back to the house of God, Father. We love her, dear Heavenly Father, and Lord, we want her to know that, dear Heavenly Father. So we ask that you would bless and be with Miss Betty, Lord God. Be with her family in a mighty way, Lord God. We just want to thank you and praise you, Lord God. We see your answer in our prayers, Lord God. We can see it visually, dear Father, what you are doing, dear Lord. And we have more, dear Father, we have on the altar, dear Father. But Lord God, we allow your time. We allow you to do, Lord God, your work. Because you said you will work and no man will hinder. And so, Lord, we will stay out of the way, but we will pray and lift up our voices to you, Father, on behalf of the unsaved and our loved ones that are out of the ark of safety. Father, we know, Lord God, that you're able to save them because you saved us. We know you're able to keep because you're keeping us there, Father. And so we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would bring them around, dear Heavenly Father. Have them come out to the house of God, Lord God. Have all there, Father, that are able to get up and come out, dear Father. Come and fellowship and be in the house of God. Oh, Father, we just thank you for the privilege and opportunity to gather. Thank you for bringing Brother Reggie and his wife home, dear Father, from their vacation. We thank you for all that you've done for Brother Reggie and ask that you would continue to bless and remember his desire to see his companion saved and his children and great-grands, dear Father. We just ask that you would bless and be with them. Thank you for Brother Levester. Likewise, the same prayer, Lord God. He desires to see his daughters and his son, dear Heavenly Father. Angela, Tina, dear Father, and Jada, dear Heavenly Father, and his son, dear Father, William, Lord God. Oh, Father, he prays for them, Lord God. Oh, what a beautiful father they have. What a beautiful man of God, dear Heavenly Father, who loved this family so much, and not only them, but his grands, dear Heavenly Father, who's concerned about them, Lord God, who knows, dear Heavenly Father, as all of us do that are here, dear Heavenly Father, that a short end of our life is ahead of us, Lord God. And Lord, we're praying for our loved ones to see, dear Heavenly Father, the goodness of you that we see, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless and be with Brother Levester in a mighty way. Father, we want to pray for Brother Officer Todd this morning, Lord God. We understand that his wife is in the hospital, Lord God, with a heart condition, Lord God. And so we lift her up to you, Lord God. And we know she's young and age, dear Father, but Lord, a heart attack can happen to anyone, dear Father. So Lord, we come on behalf of her, dear Heavenly Father, and ask in the name of Jesus that thou will touch her, dear Lord, that thou will be with her, Lord God. Allow her to know that we're praying for her and lifting her up to you, dear Father. Remember Officer Todd in a mighty way, Lord God. Remember their young children likewise, dear Father. Oh, Father, we just want to thank you and praise you, Lord God. Lord, likewise, we want to remember Sister Kiva, Lord God, we're trusting she'll be out today. Sister India, too, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we're praying for them, Lord God. We love these new converts in the Lord, and we want them, Lord God, to come and sit and learn at your feet, dear Father. Likewise, we're praying for Matthew Johnson, Lord God. Oh, Sister Sandy's son, he contacted me, Lord God. He's going to try to make it today, Lord God. We're trusting he's able, Lord God, to be in the house of the Lord, dear Father. Oh, Father God in heaven, remembering Sister Margie, dear Father. Oh, we know, Lord God, that she had surgery. And Lord, you brought her through, dear Father. And the other day she had like a little bump in the road, dear Father. But Lord, her faith was still standing strong in you, Lord God. She knows you're able, dear Father. She knows you're able to touch and heal her to your glory and to her honor. Yes. Remember her husband, Brother Leonard, dear Father. Brother, Leonard, dear Lord. We pray for him, dear Father. Remember her sister, Sister Paula, who's with her, Lord God. Remember her daughter, Marjo, dear Father. Remember her grandson, dear Heavenly Father, Javier. Lord God, and all the grandchildren, Lord God. Yeah. We know they're concerned, but Father, we leave it in your hands, dear Father. We've lifted her up to you, and we know you are able to do all things but fail. Help her to walk in that. Help her to know, dear Heavenly Father, that all things are in your hands and in your control, Lord God. Oh, praise your most holy name, dear Father. Father God in heaven, we ask that you remember our saints who are still on their way, dear Father, this morning. We ask that you grant traveling mercies. Be with them, Lord God. Remember those that are coming from far and near, Lord God. Remember Sister Maria as she travels with her two young children, Lord God. Remember Brother DeAndre, Lord God. Grant traveling mercies. Keep them safe, dear Heavenly Father. Remember others, Lord God, that are coming in, dear Father. Oh, we just praise you this morning for all that you have done for us. Remember Sister Mellicent as she leads the devotional service. We thank you for this dear sister. Thank you, Lord God, for being in Sunday school, Lord God, and how she taught the children, Lord God, and the word of God. We thank you for that. And Lord, we also want to thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for her, Lord God. When we look out and see in the congregation, Lord, she's using her hands to your glory, Lord God. All the quilts, Lord God, that she has put together, Lord God, so that when the air conditioners on, the saints can have something to wrap up in, dear Father. Beautiful work that she's done, Lord God, and she's done it quietly and hasn't asked for anything. We thank you for the saints of God, dear Father, and ask your continued blessings be upon them in a mighty way. Oh, Father, if we've forgotten anyone, we ask that you would remember all the saints. Remember Sister Melita back in the media room, Lord God, and we pray that you would bless her. Remember Brother PJ, Lord God, not able to be out today because he's working, Lord God, but continue to remember him, Lord God. I saw him on yesterday, Lord. He's still struggling, dear Father. But, oh, Father God, we know, Lord God, that brighter days are ahead. Yeah. We know, Lord God, his heart is still grieved over his dad, the loss of his dad. And, Father, so is ours, dear Heavenly Father. Yeah. But, Lord God, we encouraged him, Lord God, to go on, dear Father, to run on for Jesus, Lord God, that one day, Lord God, and one day we'll all see each other again, Lord God, in the heavens, dear Heavenly Father, that if we live a life, dear Father, as Sister said downstairs, then we will know for sure that if this earthly house of our tabernacle be dissolved, we have a house, a building not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Oh, praise your name this morning, dear Father. Remember our lost loved ones in a special way, Lord God. Father, get the glory out of this service, dear Heavenly Father, and we'll be so grateful to give your name the praise and all the glory and all the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise your name. Praise God.
You're tying your worship the Lord to page 265. 265 in the worship the Lord. Spirit of the living God. 265. Name Spirit of the living God, so we know he's not dead.
Amen.
Amen. We know he's not dead. He gives us our breath this morning, each and every moment of the day. It's a miracle we can breathe. Think about it. Your body goes in and out constantly, breathing, taking in that air which we need. Praise God.
Spirit of the living. Help me. God. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Spirit of the living God, it said, fall fresh on me.
Amen.
That means past blessings will not suffice.
That's right. That's right.
We need him today.
Amen.
Amen. And with his blessings, he blesses us today. We're going to need fresh blessings tomorrow.
Amen.
Thank God. And we're so thankful that God is gracious. His mercies are new every morning. His compassions fail not. Great is his faithfulness. Thank God for his goodness. Giving glory to our living God.
Amen.
For his goodness to us and all that he has done. And yes, in this life, things are going to happen.
Amen.
Jesus said, in this world you shall have tribulation, but he also said, be of good cheer, because he had overcome the world.
Amen.
And as long as our hope is in Jesus,
amen,
amen. Amen. So we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Amen.
We just thank God this morning for his goodness, all that he has done.
Amen.
At times when you just stop for a moment and just consider all that he has done, you just get filled up.
Amen.
And all you can say is,
yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Amen.
Oh, my God.
My God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Giving honor this morning to Pastor Jenkins. Thank God for her. Thank God for the spirit that he has put in her, to where she gives words of encouragement, words of faith that help us along the way. And she's giving what God has given to her to give to us. We just thank God for her faithfulness in serving the Lord. It's just such a blessing to us. And so we just thank God for Pastor Jenkins. Amen. So glad to be here this morning. And again, just glad to see everyone. To know that we're here because God said so. God gave us the strength to rise. So glad to see Miss Betty this morning. Amen. You look well, and we know that God has touched, and so we're just thankful to see you this morning. Amen. We, as Pastor Jenkins prayed, we've been lifting you up in prayer as well. And so when we see your face, we know that God hears our prayers on your behalf. We want to continue to pray for you. But just so glad to see you. And as she said, we love you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glad to see Brother Javier.
Amen.
It's been a little while since we've seen him. So glad to see you this morning as well. We've been praying for you too.
Amen.
Praying for you and praying for your family. And we, again, God is answering our prayers because we see you this morning. And so it's just so glad to see you. Amen. Our responsive reading this morning is found in Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. It seems a little different not to be turning to the sixth chapter of Ephesians this morning, isn't it? Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 If there's anyone who listens regularly who doesn't know how to find the book of Ephesians now, then we're going to have to make that a special matter of prayer. Because we should be able to not only find that sixth chapter of Ephesians, but know some of those verses by heart. And that's a good thing, too.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. And we will read responsively. Thank God for his word. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments.
For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee.
Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart.
So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Together in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Thank God for his word.
Amen.
How many of us have looked at that passage of scripture, especially verses 5 and 6, from time to time down through the years?
Amen.
Amen. And it's a comfort.
Amen.
The times when the Lord wants us to just leave it alone and wait on me. Praise God. Thank God for his word this morning. Thank God. Amen. I believe the Spirit of God is already working in our midst.
Amen.
At this time, we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer. Even those things that happen we don't understand, we can pray to the Lord. Look at the scripture, passage of scripture we just read. Told us, lean not to our own understanding. But we know the only wise God knows all things and does all things well. And he knows what is best for us. He knows how to answer our prayers. So we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand.
Praise God.
Sister Smith. Amen. 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 Sister Smith is praising God this morning. Amen. For saving her soul and making her whole. And she's ready to go with him all the way. Amen. So continue to pray for Sister Smith. Amen. 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 But the man's request is for those who are out on the street, don't have anywhere to go, have a physical need from the Lord. Also those who have a spiritual need, those who don't know our Lord, who need salvation. Also remember Brother Man's neighborhood as well, much in prayer. Remember Brother Man as well. Sister Regina. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. 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 Sister Regina said to remember her daughter Deborah. Continue to hold her up in prayer. We thank God. She is home from the hospital. She has oxygen, but she's home. And so just continue to lift her up in prayer. We thank God for answering our prayers on her behalf for her physical improvement of her body. We're still praying that God will touch her soul as well. and that God will speak to her heart. Let her know that the power of God is responsible for where she is now compared to where she was when she first went into the hospital, and that she would think about her soul, because it's so, as much as it's God's will to heal her body, it's God's will to heal her soul as well. So continue to remember Sister Regina's daughter, Deborah, in her body. And again, we praise God and thank him for what he has done, because she's out of the hospital. She came home. There are other people who have gone to the hospital with that same affliction who did not go home. That's talking to Sister Lillian, and she was a therapist who had come to her house a few weeks ago and told Sister Lillian the same thing. She said, you're coming along, said that you came home. There are others who did not. So we'll continue to remember Sister I want to call her Sister Deborah.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to call her Deborah for right now. Yes. And we're going to hold on until the Lord makes a change, brings about a change. So we'll remember her much in prayer. And we'll remember, and Sister Regina, we've been praying for you too, that the Lord would hold you up, give you strength, increase your faith, and the Lord rewards our faith. Amen. Other requests? Brother Jackson.
Ukraine. They need that prayer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mission work over. Just never knows when that's going to come back and over there. You'll be seeing those things,
right.
But God tells us to pray for them. They need our prayers.
Yes. Amen.
Remember Officer 5 and his family.
Amen. Amen. Wesley Tripp. Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen. Amen. Brother Jackson said to remember those that are in the war-torn countries. Remember that, because now God has saints everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to believe there are some saints over in Ukraine escaping for their lives, and their bombs that are falling and so on, and they're being injured, they're being killed. So let's remember them much in prayer. Lift them up in prayer. We're sure that they're looking to God to protect them. So remember the saints who are there. Remember those who are not saved but are considering God now in this situation. Because there are many people who, when there's no place else to turn, they'll look to God. So remember those who are in those countries very, very much in prayer. Man, I thank Brother Jackson for bringing that request. And remember those who are, there are those countries that are over there that are taking some of the refugees in. They're, as they're escaping and getting out, they're welcoming them in, and then there are other countries that are not. And there are some that are, some who are over in Ukraine and from Nigeria, and they're trying to get out too, and some of the there's racism going on over there, because they're not letting those who are of darker races, they're not giving them the same courtesy or trying to help them escape. Even some of the Ukrainian military is not doing that. So remember, the heart of mankind is just the way it is because of sin. And so just continue to remember all of them over there, and their souls, those who are unsaved as well. And Sister Maria brought the request for our new officer today, Officer Wesley Tripp, who's out to, as Pastor Jenkins prayed for Officer Myers today, who's not here because his wife is in the hospital. Remember Officer Wesley Tripp, who is out there today, that God would protect him. And remember Brother Jackson, remember his family much in prayer as well. Sister Carol.
All my family, loved ones, neighborhood, in the family, all
of the architects. Amen, amen. Sister Carol, so remember her family also, her extended family, all of those who are out of the Ark of Safety. all of those who don't have Jesus as their Savior, because we're praying for them.
Sister Blake, remember Sister June Webb, remember Sister Fluellen, remember Sister Margie and her family. Remember our brothers and sisters, as has been said, across the land.
Amen.
London, Zanesville, Xenia. And do you remember Sister Fran? She's coming along. So yes, remember her much.
Amen.
Remember, and thank God, remember our Wednesday night Bible study, and as Brother Jackson always said, let's pray for our phones.
Pray for our phones, that's right.
They don't drop calls any other time, but they drop them on Wednesday.
Yes.
Remember our phones.
And yes, God is able.
I want to thank Sister Holmes, and I want to thank you for your prayers on my behalf.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Sister Holmes. Yeah. Sister Maria. Brother PJ, yes. Continue to remember Brother PJ, much in prayer.
Sister Blake, I thank the saints for praying for my neighbor Ron. He had his procedure on Friday. They said that he was okay. They had to change his medication, but he did not have any blockages. So I just truly thank the Lord. I seen him on yesterday, and so he was telling me. So continue to hold him up in prayer, most of all in his soul and in body.
Amen. Amen. Remember Sister Millicent's request for her neighbor, Ron, who had the procedure and he didn't have any other blockages. Continue to lift him up in prayer. Amen.
Also, I think what I was
Yes. Amen. Amen. Sister Carol, brought an accident on West Broad, and it was blocked as I was coming. So I went down one of the side streets, and it came up and came out beyond it. But a pickup truck had run into a building, and so we pray that no one was injured, or if they were, that it wasn't a serious injury. Other requests. Amen. Remember our pastor, remember our speaker of the hour as well. Remember also Brother Byrene for our Wednesday night study as well. We just thank God. Thank God for his word.
Amen.
All general requests. We all have a need from the Lord. Ask after the hymn of meditation, Sister Carol, would you feel to come and take us to the throne of grace? Would you be able to do that? Amen. If there's one who has a need, you can come to an altar. You can come and bow at an altar, stand at an altar of prayer. Amen. Amen. Brother Byron said, remember Madeline. She's traveling back to Atlanta today, so pray for her traveling mercies and soul and body as well.
Shall we turn in our worship to the Lord at page 402? 402 and worship the Lord. Just as I am, not one plea. Amen, amen.
Praise
the Lord.
Amen. Worship the Lord. 402. Just as I am.
Heavenly Father,
dear God,
for this another day that you have allowed us to be in the house of
yes,
the Lord.
Lord.
Allowed us, Lord, to travel the highways mm-hmm. and byways.
Amen.
Thank you.
Lord, thank you, because without you, Lord, we can do nothing.
Thank you, Lord.
You bless us through the week, dear Heavenly Father.
My God, yes.
You've taken us through every day, oh Lord God, and we thank you for it.
Amen.
We thank you for the word that we get in the mornings, dear
yeah.
Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
From
yeah.
Precious Pastor, dear Heavenly
yeah.
Father. Help us, dear Lord, in leading us in the paths of righteousness.
Yeah.
We give all honor, praise, and glory to your precious name. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done in our lives, how you have blessed us, how you watched over us, given us peace of mind, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Have a roof over our heads, dear Heavenly Father.
Yes,
clothes on our back, dear
yes,
Lord
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Shoes on our feet, dear Heavenly Father. You blessed us, dear Heavenly Father, with so much, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, oh, Lord, for others, Lord,
yeah.
that have not had what we have.
Yeah.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just lean on your everlasting arms.
Yes.
Pray
yes.
for those, Lord, that are out in the streets, dear Lord.
Yes.
Those, Father, that are hungry, dear Lord,
yes.
that need a shelter, dear Heavenly Father.
My God.
Lord, you see them, dear Lord. You know all
yes.
about them.
Yes.
Some won't go into shelter, Lord, because they're afraid that someone's going to take
yeah.
something from them.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, they need to think about their souls, dear
yes.
Heavenly Father. Lord, we lead. Thank you for your leading
mm-hmm.
upon our lives each and every day.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for each one, dear Heavenly Father, that's here in this house of God this morning. Lord, give us strength and mercy and guidance,
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father. You heard all the requests, dear Lord, that was made known. And, Lord, I know that I won't remember them all, dear Lord, but you know each one. You heard them, dear Heavenly Father. Pray for the officer, dear Lord, that
yeah.
is out in the parking lot. Dear Heavenly Father, be with him and his family if he has one and children, dear Lord God. We pray for Officer Todd, dear Heavenly
yeah,
Father.
Lord.
Pray for his precious wife, dear Lord
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
You know her problems, dear Heavenly Father. We know that he's worried about her. Dear Heavenly Father, be with them. Lord, speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Father, have the time, dear Lord. As I had said to my niece, seek him while he may be found. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for my niece, Miss Fishway. Thank the Lord that she's home. Her daughter called me to let me know that she was home, but she had oxygen, Lord God. But I'm praying that she's taking this time, dear Lord, to think about her soul, dear Lord God, where she's going to spend eternity. Likewise, her husband. Dear Lord God, we pray for Tony in a special way, Father. Dear Lord, speak to his heart, dear Heavenly Father. Her daughters, dear Heavenly Father, you know what they're doing, dear Lord God. I don't have to say because you know all about it. But Lord God, we pray, Lord, as long as they have breath in their bodies, dear Heavenly Father, they still have a time to say, call upon the name of the Lord and straighten their lives out, dear Heavenly Father, and give it to you, Lord. You'll help them to make it right, dear Heavenly Father. Just burden me so, Lord, they're not the only one. There's others, dear Lord, likewise, Father. We pray, dear Lord God, thank you for Miss Betty being here this morning, Father. We're so glad, dear Heavenly Father, to see her. We haven't seen her in a while, Lord. It was just a blessing to see her come through the door, dear Heavenly Father. We love her so much, Lord God. Look for her soul, dear Lord, to be saved. Think about where you're going to spend eternity. Lord God, it's something you've got to think about, dear Lord God. I know that I don't want to be burning in devil's hell, dear Lord God, for the rest of my rest of eternity, dear Lord God. I want to be with you in the heavenly places, dear Lord God. Where you dwell, dear Lord God, I want to dwell with you, dear Lord God. And thank you for saving my soul, dear Lord, one day. I was lost and undone out there too, dear Heavenly Father. But you had mercy on me, dear Lord God. And you brought me home, dear Lord. You put me in the house of God, dear Lord. I'm ever so grateful and thankful for your goodness and your mercy, dear Lord God. We pray this young man, dear Lord, that's standing over with Brother Jackson. I can't call his name, Lord, but you know him, dear Heavenly Father. He's been here three Sundays now, dear Lord God. And I know, Lord, that was he wasn't on his only on his own. But Lord, you brought him here, Lord, for a reason. And we thank you just to see him walk in the door, Lord God. We love him with all our hearts, minds, and souls, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for this young man, dear Heavenly Father. Let him be made a brother, dear Lord, in our house of the Lord, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for the saints of God.
Amen.
Thank you for the prayers that be set up, dear Lord, on Tuesdays, dear Lord God, as we pray for our loved ones, Lord, for the lost ones, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for what you have done already, dear Heavenly Father. Some haven't come in the house of the Lord, dear Heavenly Father, but they have text, dear Lord God, and knowing that they hear and know, Lord God. Help us, dear Lord, to be mindful of the way that we live and what we say and what we do, dear Lord. We want to draw those unto the house of the Lord, dear Heavenly Father. We just lift up all of those, Lord, that today, Father, give their wanting to pray for different ones, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord. As I said, I can't call them all and I don't know them all.
All right.
But we pray for our children, Lord, in a special way. I think about them, dear Heavenly Father, the song that I want to be sung, that the last song at my funeral, dear Lord. When that time comes, tomorrow very well might be too late. Dear Heavenly Father, and I have a poem also that talks about procrastination, about what the young people, dear Lord, will say, well, tomorrow I will. Tomorrow I'll do this. Tomorrow's not promised to none of us, dear Heavenly Father.
Amen.
We will need to know where we're going to spend eternity, dear Lord, and rejoice with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Help us all, Lord, to do your blessed will. to be what you'd have us to be, dear Lord God. To win souls for you, dear Lord, we that know you, dear Heavenly Father, in the pardon of our sin. Be with each brother and sister, dear Heaven, Lord, that's here this blessed morning, Father. Be with those, Lord, that aren't able to be here, dear Lord. Be with the homes in a special way, Lord. We thank you for this precious woman of God, Lord, because she pushes her way, dear Heavenly Father, to see her come in from time to time, Lord, when she's able. Dear Lord, and we know that right now she's not, but Lord, you'll make a way for her to be here, dear Lord God. When that time comes, dear Lord, we just thank you and want to greet her and love her with all our hearts, minds, and souls, dear Lord God. Be with all the other saints, dear Lord, are out there, Father. Be with our young converts, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for their souls, Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we see them come in, Lord God. And you know, Father. You know, Lord, they need to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
They need to hear the word of God that comes from this pulpit. They need to hear what you have to say to them, Lord God, through our precious pastor, dear Lord God. We love her dearly. Lord, pray for the Johnson family, Lord. And know the lost one they had. They have lost, dear Heavenly Father. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for his soul, dear Lord God, and he's saved, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, and we that are relatives to him, dear Lord God. Father, help us just to be what you have us to be,
amen.
Knowing that time is winding up. There's destruction in the land, and God, you're going to move your hand one of these days, Lord God, and it's going to be soon and very soon. Sooner than it has, they've been speaking of, dear Heavenly Father. But we just lean on you, Lord, and be with all families, dear Lord, neighborhoods, dear Heavenly Father. Be with the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, the nieces and the nephews, dear Lord, all of our saints, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done, how you've blessed us and watched over us. We're going to be so careful. We give you all the praise, we give you the glory and the honor. Leaning upon your everlasting arms, dear Heavenly Father. Have nowhere else to go, dear Lord, but to thee. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done in my life. Thank you for your mercy and goodness. I'll be so careful, Father, to give you all the praise, to give you glory and the honor. In thee, I give praise, dear Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
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 Amen. Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God.
Praise our God.
Amen.
He is mighty.
Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for his goodness, for prayer, the spirit of prayer. This is good to see. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. And Mr. Dalton, Mr. Michael Dalton, so good to see you come in.
Smiling.
You came in smiling.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Striding and smiling. So glad to see you.
Yeah.
Amen. Wonderful.
Nice to have you.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. You look wonderful this morning.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
God.
Amen. Glad to see Veronica this morning.
Victoria.
I'm sorry, Veronica. Victoria. I there was somebody else in Veronica was on my mind. Glad to see you, Victoria, this morning. Amen. Amen. Thank God for you and your daughter coming in. Just glad to see you. Thank you, Lord. Again, God is answering prayers.
Yes, he is, man.
Amen.
Yes.
Man, thankful to see you, Sister India. Thank God for you and Infinity this morning. Man, thank God. Amen. I am before you to lift the morning offering. The special offering this morning. This is the first Sunday of the month. So the special offering is for benevolence. And that offering may be placed into the center plate as we file by. And our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. Amen. And we'll look to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all of your many benefits to us. Even as your word says, Lord, you daily load us with benefits,
praise
dear God.
Praise God, amen.
And we give you glory and praise and thanks, dear God. And Lord, we understand, Lord, that these are blessings, dear God. This is not an obligation that you have, dear God, to us, dear Father. But Lord, we know every good gift and every perfect gift comes from you, dear God. And we thank you, dear Father, for providing, Lord, for our needs. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear Father, even as we bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse, Lord, even as you have instructed us to do in your word. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would use them to your glory and honor. Lord, that you would give wisdom, Lord, to those who have you, that you have appointed, dear God, to see to this business, dear God, of taking, of collecting and distributing, dear God, Lord, the tithes and offerings. For, Lord, we realize, Lord, that it's yours, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would multiply these tithes and offerings as only you can, dear God. Lord, help them to go farther, dear God, than anyone would even think that they could go, dear God. Because we know, Lord, of the miracle of how you multiplied the loaves and the fishes, dear Father. And you are the same God. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless, Lord, and multiply them, dear Father, that Lord, your will might be done in all things, Lord, that blessings might be given, dear Father, as you see fit. We pray, dear God, that you would remember each gift and each giver and use both to your glory and to your honor. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I changed up the song. Sister Beverly was praying, and she mentioned this song 2 times. What a mighty God we serve. Lord, impress on me to turn to What a Mighty God We Serve. Our Father's wondrous works we see in the earth and sea and sky. He rules o'er all in majesty from his royal throne on high. What a mighty God we serve. What the raging winds and waves are calm when we press to them, be still. The heavens praise him, get us home, and the angels do his will. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Reigning over above. On his throne of love, what a mighty God we serve. He maketh the world by his command, weighs the mountains great and high, creates the waters in his hand, sends the lovely starless sky. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve, reigning over God on his throne of love. What a mighty God we serve. Our God to save from sin's control, gave us not a sacrifice. His grace abounding in the soul, makes the earth a paradise.
praise our God.
Amen.
He does have full control.
Yes, he certainly does.
Jesus has full control.
Amen.
Man thinks they have control of things, even with this war going on. But Jesus has full control.
Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Somebody loves me, somebody keeps me, somebody saves my soul. Jesus keeps me, Jesus saves me, Jesus has full control. Somebody bought me, somebody taught me, somebody saved my soul. I am still in the story, shouting his glory, Jesus has full control. Somebody leads me, somebody needs me, somebody bids me.
Does Jesus have full control in your life? Amen. That's a testimony song. Not everybody can sing that song if they have not given up control to the Lord. We have to submit, surrender ourselves, our lives, our heart, our mind, and give it to the Lord.
Amen.
And let him have full control,
praise
not just
God.
Partial. Amen. Thank God that we have Jesus.
Amen.
And for those who don't have him, you can have him.
Amen.
Amen. One part of that song says somebody blesses, cheers, and caresses. Somebody saves my soul.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise our God.
It's Jesus and no one else.
Nobody else.
Amen. There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So we thank God for the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There's power in that name. There's power in everything about Jesus. Power
Amen.
In his blood. There's power in his name.
Amen.
And that is why we pray in the name of Jesus.
Praise our God.
So we're going to pray at this time for God to anoint his maidservant, our pastor, Pastor Jenkins, that he would anoint her to preach his word, that he would anoint us to hear and receive his word. And we're going to ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Shall we stand for a word of prayer?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Thank God. Well, Sister Kiba is here. Amen.
Amen.
We've been prayed for you too, Sister Kiba. Thank God to see you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, asking, dear God, for you to anoint, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would bless, dear Father, and that your spirit, dear God, Lord, would send a special blessing, dear God, upon Pastor Jenkins. We know, dear Father, that she's looking to you, dear God, to give her utterance, dear God, that she may declare, dear Father, all of your gospel, that she may declare, dear God, your word, Father, with clarity, dear Father. Lord, so that everyone can understand, dear God, so that every soul, dear Father, can get their portion, dear God. Lord, and those, dear Father, who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, Lord, that they may be saved, dear God, through the liberty which may be obtained through Christ Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint, dear Father, our messenger, and pray, dear God, that you would be with her, dear God. Lord, help her, dear Father, Lord, to Lord, utter, dear Father, all the things, Lord, that you lay on her heart, and help us, dear Father, to receive, dear God, all of the word that you lay on our heart, dear God. Help us, Lord, to walk in it, dear Father. Help us, Lord, to believe it, dear Father. Help us, dear God, to stand on it, dear God, for we know, Lord, that your word will never fail. Have your way in this service, and Lord, we're asking, dear Father, Lord, a special prayer, dear God, for those, Lord, who are here. Hearers, dear God, who will be hearers of your word, Lord, but have not surrendered to you. Lord, to those in which whose lives Jesus does not have full control. Lord, we know, dear God, you're able to serve to the uttermost all who will come to you in faith through Jesus Christ. And Lord, you're able to save through his precious blood. So, Lord, we're asking, dear God, that you would speak to the hearts, dear God, of those who are as yet unsaved, dear God. Lord, that they would cry out, what must I do to be saved? And even as Sister Carol has said, Lord, that they would seek you while you may be found and call upon you while you are near. This we ask in the name of our dear, dear Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God. It's so good to see so many out today. Good to see those we've been praying for to be in the house of the Lord or in the house of the Lord. Amen. Mr. Dalton, I have to say you came in with a big smile on your face. I thank God for that. You're faithful to your word. You're back. And so I thank God for that. Thank God for seeing Sister Kiwa. I don't know why she said way back there, but you can come on up. Amen. Good. Glad to see my daughter and grandbaby back there, Victoria and Liana. Good to see you. Sister Miss Betty, it's good to see you too. And the Sister Indian went downstairs, but it's good to see everyone coming out. Thank God for his goodness. Amen. We know we have some saints who are recovering and recuperating. Brother Maurice, Sister Lillian, Brother Robert, they're recuperating and get healing, I should say, with Brother Robert. And so we just thank God. Continue to hold them up in prayer, amen, because truly our God has been good, amen. In our hearing this morning, we read Proverbs, the third chapter. I trust you have your Bibles. I say to my grands, get your Bibles, get a writing instrument to write down the scriptures as we go along. We thank God for his word, his precious word that was left on record for us. We're in Proverbs, the third chapter. I know it seems a little strange maybe to us because we were in Ephesians for the past 3-4 months, but we thank God for all that we learned, and we left some for Brother Maurice that he will be able to teach us during Bible week. There's so much in the Word of God, and
even as I hear with Brother Byron on Wednesday night, there's just so much. I know that he's, what God has given him concerning the blood, there is still much more in the Word. I know Brother Byron knows this, that, you know, in the Word of God, that he could say to us, but God gives us what to say, and we move on for another day. But God will bless to bring the rest of it. Amen, amen. We'd like to go back to Proverbs, the third chapter, and get our text from verse 5 and 6. Lord bless. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to share some thoughts with you on the subject, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. In this passage of Scripture, we are being taught what it is to have perfect trust in our Heavenly Father. To acknowledge him is to know him. To have a personal relationship with him. When we acknowledge God, we will set him before us. We will have him always in view, knowing that he is omnipotent, meaning he's almighty and he's all-powerful, knowing that he's omniscient, meaning that he's all-knowing and all-seeing, omnipresent, he's ever-present, he's all over at all times. So you see, when we trust and acknowledge God, we remember that he is ever-present with us, that our God is observing every step that you and I are taking in this life. And we will not take one step without him, without God's lead, and without God's advice. How many know what I'm talking about? You see, when we trust in the Lord, it means we are devoted to the things of Almighty God. The word devotion means profound dedication. Let us ask ourselves this question. Have we dedicated our life to the things of God? You see, as a child of God, we ought to be wholly devoted to the Lord God, especially in these days in which we are living right now. Devotion to God is when we desire to spend our time with Almighty God. No matter what's going on in our life, we want to spend time with Almighty God in reading and studying his eternal word. We devote our time and energy and passion to praying for others and lifting them up to Almighty God and studying to be more and more like Jesus Christ. When we do that, we are demonstrating an act of devotion to God in our lives. Oh, saints of God, I know that we have found, like myself, that the only one that is our real strength in this life and that will not fail us is God himself. Oh, nowadays, men and women, they boast in the fact that they rely on themselves. Oh, they talk about how self-sufficient they are. In fact, they don't want to hear that it was by the blessings of Almighty God that they have what they have or that they're able to do the things that they're able to do. But our Bible tells us in Lamentations, the third chapter, these words, and Sister quoted it earlier on. It lets us know that it is of the Lord's mercies, praise our God, that we are not consumed because his compassion fail not. Do you believe that this afternoon? They are new every morning. Do you believe they're new every day? Mr. Dalton said it when he came in. Thank God for another day. See, God's compassion, his mercy, everything is new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. He said, the Lord is my portion. Is God your portion this afternoon? Oh, he said, he saved my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. Is your hope in Almighty God and not in your job, not in your 401k plan, not in your retirement benefit, not in your pension, but have your hope in Almighty God this afternoon. He said, the Lord is good unto them that wait for him. Have you found God's goodness to be in your life as you wait on God to move in?
certain situations. He said the Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. Are you seeking out Almighty God? He goes on to say it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Praise God. You see, it's because of the faithfulness of God that allows us to go through these storms in life. There may be grief. We have pain sometimes. There are trials. There are tribulations. And still, we can lift up our voices and total praise to Almighty God for all of God's greatness, all of God's unfailing faithfulness to all of us in our lives. How many believe that this afternoon? You see, pride is running rampant in our land today, and it is seeping into many places of worship. The ministry is so caught up in themselves that they've forgotten that their calling is supposed to be from Almighty God. Oh, what are you saying, Sister Renee? The Bible tells us in Proverbs, the 16th chapter, and verse 18, these words. He said, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. He goes on to say there in Obadiah, the third verse, these words. He said, the pride of thine heart has deceived thee, thou that dwelleth in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Oh, we're living in a time right now that many have so much carnal security. They're so secure in all the things that they do. They lift themselves up. They exalt themselves. But look at what he says in verse 4. He says, though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, then will I bring thee down, saith the Lord. Don't allow us to lift ourselves up in God. I thank God for the teachers and the ministry in this congregation. We have always been very careful and not allowing ourselves to be exalted in the work that God has given us to do. Oh, when we preach a message, we know that it is from Almighty God and it is not of ourselves. If someone comes up to us and they say that they enjoyed the message, we say, thank God. I know most of the times when the saints come around, because they know that we thank God. And when they approach us, they will say to you, thank God for the word or for the prayer that God gave you this day. Oh, Jesus said in Luke 14, verse 11, for whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. All of our gifts that we have are from God. These gifts are supposed to be used to the glory and honor of Almighty God in his service. I truly thank the Lord for a hymnal that we used to sing that says, Savior, always keep me humble every day. Guide my footsteps lest I stumble on the way. When old Satan tries to tempt me, I can't ever from thee stray if you'd only keep me humble every day. How many want God to keep us humble every day? Humble to the things of Almighty God. Humble to what God has given us. Humble to how God carries us through. I know this is my prayer to the Lord, that God will keep me humble, humbly at his feet. Because if it had not been for the Lord, where would I be today? Praise be to Almighty God. See, I'm not able to work in this ministry without the Spirit of God guiding and directing me. I'm not able to preach the word of God to you without the people of God praying for me and holding me up before Almighty God. Praise our God. Oh, today many want to lean on their own understanding. They want to remain confident in their own abilities. But we are told in our scripture reading, in all thy ways acknowledge God, and God will direct our path. Praise our God. We can't lean on what we have, but we can lean on Almighty God. Because see, when we begin to lean on what we have, we're leaning on a weak structure. We're leaning on our own wall, but I am reminded of the words of Jesus in the Word of God. When we build upon the foundation of God, we're building upon a strong foundation, and it is not going to crumble. It is not going to fall. What do you say, Sister Renee? Because Jesus declared it in the Word of God. Turn with me to Matthew 16 and look at what he said in the Word of God. I know you Bible students know this well. I know you Bible students know that we have to trust in an immovable, stable rock whose name is Jesus Christ, and that's how he built his church. He says there in verse 13 of Matthew 16, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Oh, saints of God, we got to know who Jesus is. Amen. Do we know who he is this afternoon? If someone comes to you and I and says, who is Jesus? Are we able to say, he is the Son of God. He is the one who died on the cross for your sins and mine. He is now sitting on the right-hand throne of grace, interceding for mankind. He's the mediator between God and man, and he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father but through Jesus Christ. Can we say that this afternoon? Praise our God. He goes on to say there in verse 15, he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ. Praise our God. He knew that Jesus was the Savior. We've got to know that too, saints of God, that salvation is in Jesus Christ. He said, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Spirit, which is in heaven. Praise our God. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, he didn't say on Peter, but on the solid truth of his eternal word, he said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Oh, you hear people today say, well, the church is going to know. Jesus declared the gates of hell are not going to prevail against the church of God. Oh, it's going to stand. You know, the devil may come up against us. The devil may throw all kinds of stones and rocks at us. Oh, but if we stand on the truth of God's word, oh, the devil cannot penetrate our God. Amen. Praise our God. Oh, Jesus, the church was founded upon the word of God. And he said, before one jot or one tittle of my word shall pass, heaven and earth would pass away. Oh, nothing's going to penetrate the church of God. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. You see, living this Christian life would be impossible if it weren't for God's provision through his grace on your life and mine. Oh, saints of God, our God is faithful in his grace. You see, we can't talk about trust in God without acknowledging his grace in our lives. Praise God. God's grace actively moves in your life and in mine. As we pass through our storms and our valleys, sometimes we have a lot of saints that we go through. We do not go it alone. It's God that observes our path. God's grace that gives us all that we need for our journey. How many believe that? How many have found that to be so? You see, God did not promise an easy road, but he promised that his grace would be sufficient for the need. According to 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter and verse 9, turn with me there for a moment. Well, we like to go to the word of God so we know what it says, so that we know that it is according to God's word
And look at what he says there in verse 9. And he said unto me, he said, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. He went on to say, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Oh, you think about it, saints. Paul in his battle was with a thorn in the flesh. The Bible doesn't say where it was or what it was all about, but we know it was a thorn in the flesh that he had. But when you go back to verse 7, look at these words. Paul said, unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. Now listen to Paul's words here. The messenger of Satan to buffet in me. Oh, my, my, my. You see, Satan is doing all kinds of things to buffet the people of God. But he went on to say, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord twice, and that it might depart from me. See, he went to the Lord three times and asked God to remove this thorn, whatever it was. Oh, but what did he say? And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient. What do you say? And Sister Renee, oh, you might be going through something right now. You may have gone to God three times or more and said, Lord, would you remove this out of my life? But Lord is saying to you, my grace is sufficient. I want you to go through this. I want to prove you. I want to prove your faith in me and your trust in me. I'm not saying God is tempting anyone because our God didn't tempt anyone with evil or anything. But God will allow us to go through something to prove our faith in God. Amen. Oh, we've been there. Amen. Oh, there's a lot of testimonies in this congregation as to what God has done for us. And how God has proved us, how God has brought us through. And as brother has shared with us on Wednesday night, I believe it was back there with Abraham. And God, at that time, he said, now I know that you will serve me. See, God knew that Abraham, for I know him, that Abraham would trust the Almighty God. See, sometimes we just got to go through something, saints of God, and leave it in the hands of God. And know that God is able to bring us through. Praise our God. Praise our God. Praise God. All we need to understand, too, is that we'll never face a situation that God will not give us the grace to help make us through, us to make help make us get through it. Amen? I found that to be so. Oh, notice his promise in Isaiah. Turn with me to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. And look at what he says here in verse 1. He said, but thou, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. He said, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. He said, thou art mine. Praise our God. Something to know that God has called us by his name. He went on to say, when thou passest through the waters, O saints of God, I will be with thee. Oh, there's some waters of life. Oh, as Sister was saying downstairs, God had a plan in the Word of God that the ocean only goes so far and it comes back. The sea only goes so far and it comes back. The Lord said, when thou passest through the waters, these are the waters of life, he said, I will be with thee. Oh, we know he was with the children of Israel when they came up and they faced the Red Sea, when they were being chased by Pharaoh and his army. Oh, and when they got there to that Red Sea, your Bible students know the story because Moses had told them back there earlier on. He said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He was letting them know. He wanted them to stand still and see how God was going to deliver them because God was about ready to work a miracle. How many times, saints of God, do we need to just stand still and see God work out a situation? And when God works out that situation, we don't have to worry about it. It's not sin because God worked it out. And you Bible students know, as the children of Israel
got there to the Red Sea. Pharaoh's army was behind him. The Red Sea was before him. And God said to Moses, what do you have in your hand? Use it. Moses had that rod, but it wasn't the rod that did it, but it was obedience to a God's command for Moses to do it. What are you saying, Sister Annette? When we are obedient to what God commands us to do, our God can work a miracle in any situation that we might be in. You know, when Moses put that rod down, the Red Sea parted and the water stood up on each side, and the children of Israel walked through. Praise be to Almighty God. Oh, our God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God can take a situation and turn it around and give me to pray to the glory and honor of God. We studied on this past week in a message about the three Hebrew boys. And you think about it, saints of God, our God took that situation and turned it around. What are you saying, Sister Renee? There was a time when that king, he said to the children of Israel, he said, who is this God? And then later on, after God delivered his people from that fiery furnace, he turned around and said to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Don't tell me my God can't work it out. My God is able. You've got to trust him and be true and see what he will do. He'll never disappoint your soul. When you've done your best, let Jesus do the rest, but keep your eye on the goal. Praise our God. Praise God. He is worthy. Praise our God. Praise our God. Praise our God. Well, our God can bring you through, saints of God. He can put you in a lion's den with some hungry lions. And he can allow you to stay in that lion's den and not a lion touch you. And then the one that put you in will be up all night long worrying about you. My, that's the God I serve. Praise my God. Praise our God who's able, able to bring you through the storms of life. Oh, I know there are times, saints of God. I know when they press sore at us. I know, Lord, there are times when we think, oh, there's no way out of this situation. I know when grief comes over us. Oh, I know it well. Just had an experience not too long ago, still in the grieving state. Oh, but I knew that I had to stand with Almighty God. I heard my dear brother, in the flesh, and also my brother in the Lord, say God made a decision. Oh, I was grieved so hard, saints of God. But my brother said, God has made a decision, and we now have to accept Almighty God's decision. Praise God. No, we couldn't raise him back up. Oh, we couldn't raise him. Oh, we could have prayed like they did, like Martha and Mary, about Lazarus, but it was not God's will. Let God's will be done. Praise our God. God will carry you through. All the days have been hard. All the days have been, there's some crying days. But we've been endure for a moment. But joy cometh in the morning.
Praise
our God. Praise God. See, trusting in the Lord with all of our heart is the foundation of our Christian walk. As followers of Jesus Christ, you're told these words in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. We're told that we walk by faith and not by sight. We're also told in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verse 6, he says these words. He says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. My. You see, in our scripture text this morning, all Solomon gave us words of wisdom. He says there in that scripture text, he said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. He said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And we found that to be so. You see, trusting him with all our heart comes through a living faith whereby we live in a mindful awareness of God's love to you and I, knowing and trusting that he has full control of our tomorrows because we walk in obedience to him. What a blessed confirmation to you and I to know that God is in control. Oh, yes, our world is going on in a confused manner right now. Oh, we're here. We heard war is going on. Oh, and we pray for those souls over there. We've seen it in the news. Oh, devastation on every hand. We see where somebody has exalted themselves up, and they want to be powerful. They want to show the world how powerful they can be. And you may say, well, Sister Renee, why does God allow it? Oh, God will allow things to happen. God will allow things to come to pass. But don't count out our God, because our God is able. We just read in Obadiah, though you exalt yourself as high as the eagle, God said he will bring you down. Oh, Putin's going to come down one day, and he's going to be like Nebuchadnezzar, and he's going to recognize who God is.
Amen.
And not only him, but anyone else that sets themselves up on a high pedestal. Oh, I know our God is able. He's able to do all that he said he can do in the word of God. See, when we acknowledge God in all our ways, we are putting our full faith and trust in him. 1 Kings 8, verse 56 says these words. Blessed be the Lord that has given rest unto his people, Israel. And those of us who are saved today, we are spiritual Israel. He said, according to all that he promised, there has not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. Praise our God. Oh, the type of faith and trust according to our scripture reading this morning is not merely just a belief that there is a God in heaven. No, this is a belief that leads us to have complete confidence in God, confidence in who he is and what our God has done and what our God is doing and what our God is able to do. Do you believe that this afternoon? Oh, saints of God, this is the type of trust that you and I have to have towards God in everything we do in our lives. We've got to trust him not on just on Sunday morning, but we got to trust him Monday through Saturday. Amen. Trust him every day of the week. We got to trust him when we go on our jobs. We got to trust him when we're in the marketplace. We got to trust him when we're driving on the freeway. Oh, sister, what are you talking about? Look around at the signs of the time. Oh, people are shooting and killing folk on every hand. We've got all kinds of things that are happening all around, but you've got to trust Almighty God. Praise our God. As Solomon said, we need to acknowledge God in all our ways. This means to recognize that he is God and acknowledge his authority upon all things. This is what is required of us as children. Turn with me to Colossians, the third chapter, and look at what it says in verse 17. He says this to you and I. Oh, saints of God, this is how we stand on the word of God. This is how we know we are children of God. He says in verse 17, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and to the Father by him. My. He said, whatsoever ye do. If it's your job to sweep the floors, you sweep it to the glory and honor of God. Amen. If you have to take out the trash, you give thanks to God, you have something to take out. Amen? Mm-hmm. He said, you do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. There's nothing that we should do without giving, acknowledging Almighty God in everything. Praise our God. This means we need to acknowledge God in all areas of our lives. Acknowledge Christ at work in our lives. Acknowledge him by recognizing that he has given us our jobs. God expects us to do it well by praying for help and strength to overcome weaknesses if we have them, saints of God. Oh, we need to acknowledge him in our free time by recognizing that he gives this time to us. Oh, God gives us time to be with our family. He gives us time to enjoy this life.
Oh, we've labored out there, saints, that we work for. There's nothing wrong with enjoying the fruit of our labor. But we always have got to acknowledge God. We must acknowledge God in everything, even in relationships to our young people. Those who are looking for spouses and husbands and wives, you know, we need to remember, acknowledge God. Don't run ahead of God. Allow God to direct you with someone. If you can get yourself into a world of trouble, oh, my. We're seeing that right now in our world today. People are out there on the internet searching and looking for someone and meeting up with people at hotels and various places, and then they end up dead. Oh, sad times in which we live. Ask God to help you with a mate. Ask God to find you a mate if you're looking for someone. And God will find you someone that he will direct you straight to that individual and direct that individual to you. Praise our God. I remember when I was working, saints of God, I had a coworker. I had done some work for them, and this coworker had told me they were a child of God. And I had been working, doing some work in my job, and they came to me and was thanking me for the work that I had done for them. And I can remember saying to them, well, thank God. God bless me. They said, no, I wasn't thanking God. I was saying that you did it. And I said to them, it's by the grace of God that I'm able to do what I do.
Amen.
But this person who was claiming to be a child of God still did not accept that. Praise our God. You see, just like the Apostle Paul told the Corinthian believers, he told them these words when he told them his deficiency is of God. Then he also told them in 1 Corinthians 15, turn with me for a moment there, that he knew who he was. And he knew who it was that was behind him. Look at what he said in verse 10. He said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Praise our God. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. Oh, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Praise our God. It's always by the grace of God. Amen. Oh, praise our God. I know that each of us are responsible for our own actions or accountable for our own things and decisions that we're making. But as a child of God, none of us that profess to be children of God are truly self-sufficient in ourselves. All our sufficiency is of God. Praise our God. Well, if it wasn't for God, we wouldn't be able to live this Christian walk. Amen. If it wasn't for God, we wouldn't be able to walk in the abundance of life that God gives us. We know what we were before God saved us. Amen. But I thank God he saved us, as Sister Smith was saying. Thank God for salvation. Thank God for saving our souls. Oh, when Paul said our sufficiency is of God, he knew about the powerful grace of God and that it was the source that was at work in his life. How about you and I? Do we know that? You see, at no point in Paul's life was he trying to meet God halfway by scooting close to the front row at an altar. No, no, no. Oh, Jesus knocked him down. You know that on the road to Damascus, saint. You Bible students know the story in Acts, the 9th chapter. You know, at this time, his name was Saul. Oh, he was on a mission, so to speak. He had letters in his hand from the Sanhedrin Council going to Damascus. The word of God says to the synagogues to bind the people of God. Look at what it says there in Acts 9, verse 1. He says these words. It says, and Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughters against the disciples of the Lord. When you are a child of God, you are a disciple of Almighty God. He said, against the disciples of the Lord, went into unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. Oh, my. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul,
Why persecutest thou me, O saints of God? When the enemy is persecuting us and we are children of God, they are persecuting Jesus Christ himself. He said in the word of God, in another scripture, he said, if you've done it unto the least of these, my brother, you've done it unto me. When someone is persecuting you, you know that they're doing the same to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It went on to say in verse 5, and he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecuted. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. My. You see, when he met Jesus, his life changed forever. How about you and I? Jesus took him out of darkness and placed him into the kingdom of light. And see, Paul could give a testimony to Agrippa. Turn with me to Acts, the 26th chapter. Oh, saints of God, when we trust in God, we can give a testimony to the world about how good God has been to us, what God has done for us, how God brought us and delivered us, how God is still working in us and using us to his glory and to his honor. Look at what Paul was able to say to Agrippa in Acts, the 26th chapter. And I ask you to read it all in your leisure. I love reading over here about what Paul had to say and how Paul approached him. Look at what he says, starting with verse 6. He said, and now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of God unto our fathers. You see, earlier on, he was over there on the road to Damascus, and he was going there to bound saints of God. Now look at what he's saying here. I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of God unto our fathers, unto which promise our 12 tribes instantly serving God day and night. Hope to come, for which hope say, King Agrippa, I am accused of the Jews. Paul went on to say, why should it be thought a thing incredible with you that God should raise the dead? He went on, I barely thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus Christ. Saints of God, there was one time when you and I all were out there in the world doing everything we could contrary to the name of Jesus Christ. He went on to say, which thing I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints did I shut up in prison, all having received authority from the chief priests. And when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. You see, Paul wasn't glorying in what he did, but he was letting King Agrippa know what had happened. He said, and I punished them off in the synagogue and compelled them to blaspheme, and being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities. Oh, he said, whereupon as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priest, then he said, at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. He said, and when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. He said, but rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for the purpose to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and those things in which I will appear unto them. O saints of God, there may be someone out in this world right now. They may be a rank sinner. They may be doing everything against Almighty God. They might be persecuting you and I. They might be saying all manner of evil against Almighty God. But don't count out our God. Our God is able to save them. He's able to deliver them. Did you hear what Paul said? He said he caused them. He said he punished them off in the synagogue. He compelled them to blaspheme. This is what Paul was doing. But he met Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus. Why? Because God had a work for him to do. Oh, our God, figure if you can go and work like that for the devil, you can work like that for me. Praise our God. Oh, this is why he could say what he said to the saints. At Colossians, turn there for a moment. To Colossians, that first chapter. And look at Paul, what he said there. He said in verse 10, he said, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. He said, being fruitful in every good work. He said, increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Do you find that in the Lord? Then he went on to say, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of him. We're only meet to be partakers because we have met Jesus. Praise
Amen.
Our God.
Amen.
He said, of the inheritance of the saints in life. He said, who has delivered us, come on, saints, from the power of darkness. Have you been delivered from the power of darkness? It has translated, meaning God changed us from the kingdom of darkness, and he's changed us into the kingdom of his dear son, and whom we have redemption through his blood. Brother's talking about the blood on Wednesday night. He's letting us know about the power of the blood. He said, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Praise our God. Praise our God. I ask you to read the rest in your leisure. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, do we know that our faith and trust is in God this afternoon? Will the day of temptations and trials drive us from our faith? Will they keep us faithful unto death? Will they take us to new depths of trust in Almighty God? Oh, God wants us to use every moment for God's glory and God's good, no matter what we are going through. We have to praise Almighty God. You see, if our faith can be proved in the wake of our worst days, then we've got a mighty and powerful faith. Amen. You Bible students know the story of Job in the Old Testament. It has been said that he lost his family, that he lost everything. It is true that he lost his family, his finances, his fitness, and his friends. Yet through it all, he never lost his faith or his relationship with the Lord. See, saints of God, it's important when we read this scripture for us to know that when the bottom of life falls out like it did with Job's life, we still can maintain our confidence in the Lord. You see, Job, he demonstrated to us what our duty is to Almighty God while we pass through the valleys of life. He said in verse 15, he said of Job, the 13th chapter, he said these words. He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Everyone in this life will go through difficult times. How many know what I'm talking about? There's never been a human that has lived this life that has been free from burdens or anything that's going on or the cares of this life. But as a people of God, when we face the difficult times of life, we ought to be able to look with certainty and lovingly into the face of our Heavenly Father and declare, I still believe and I heal called Mount Calvary. I'll believe whatever the cost. And when time has surrender and earth is no more, I'll still cling to that old rugged cross. Praise God. Glory to God in the highest. Praise our God. Oh, yes, Job Amen. Lost. Much. He lost his family, his fortune, his fitness, his friends, but he still had faith in God. You see, none of us get out of here untouched and unscathed by trouble. Troubles of life will do one thing, one of two things. Either it will draw us closer to God or it'll take us away from Almighty God. That's if we don't trust in God while we're going through them. But if we know that God is in control, We will allow God to take us through our troubles. Oh, when events of life occurred in Job's life, he was faced with certain temptations. And these are the same temptations that you and I are facing right now when trouble haunts us. You see, he could have blamed Almighty God. He could have done just like his wife told him to do in Job 2:9, curse God and die, but he didn't.
Amen.
Oh, saints, we've got to learn that when the enemy of our soul tries to get us to charge God foolishly, that we've got to take a stand like Job did. We've got to look the enemy in the face and let him know just where we stand with God. The Bible says in verse 10 of chapter 2, it says these words. After his wife had said in verse 9, let's look there. He said, then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thy integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God? And shall we not receive evil? And all this did not Job sin with his lips. Praise our God. You see, during our trials and tribulations, we can't sin with our lips. We got to trust God. Oh, yes, tough times will come. In tough times, we got to keep our faith. We got to keep our faith in Almighty God. We got to remember these words that Job said over there in the first chapter in verse 21. He said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise our God. Are we there yet, saints? Oh, yeah, trials knock at our heart's door. They surround you and I every day of the week. Temptation set in hoping that we'll feel the pressure. Tough times come right after a moment of joy and of praise and of victory in God. This is just how life is in this world in which we live today. You see, sin is abounding all around us. And I can remember dear Brother Byron said on one Wednesday night, he had said, and it's been some time ago, he said, saints of God, we may be caught up in some of these things that are going on. Oh, there are shootings going on. There was a shooting right over here on Terrace the other day. Some man was found dead in an alley. Oh, every time you're driving up and down the road, we're hearing of road rage. People are shooting on cars on 270 and 70, and many of us travel these highways where we're seeing the road rage that is happening. We're hearing where people go in stores. They're shooting and killing. People are stealing people's mail, holding up the postman and all kinds of things. Just sin is running rampant in our land. And saints of God, we may be caught up in something. We may be, as Sister had said one time, when we were hearing about how someone went into a grocery store and shot up, we might be in a grocery store. These are places that we have to go. We've got to go into a grocery store and get groceries. We got to go into the marketplace all over and shop and various things that we've got to do. And so we may be in the crossfires of what is going on. However, our faith and trust must still be in God.
Amen.
We got to stand true. We got to stand on the word of God. Oh, yeah, tough times are going to come. But we've got to stand true with Almighty God. We got to choose God. We got to keep the faith, not only when there's times of peace, but also when there's times of hurt. We got to keep the peace with Almighty God. We got a key to keeping our faith and trust in God, and that is by staying in the word of God. Praise God.
Praise God.
Knowing what the scriptures are saying to us. You see, this Bible is our guidebook. To get to know God and to grow in his wisdom. Praise God. There's always something new discovering in the word of God. Have you found that to be so? Oh, every time I read a scripture, I go back. Sister did it this morning. We were reading a verse of scripture. And Sister said, go back. We've read this. She said, look at what this says here. Praise God. That's why we, brother, when you were doing the review, we were able to say that the animals, the Bible says, they will return to their dust. We read it downstairs, have read that scripture many times over. However, we didn't see those words. Oh, and another part in there. And Sister brought out to our attention. So every time we get in the word of God, we discover something new that God has for us. Oh, he can't give it all to us at once. He told us in the word of God. But God will give it to us right on time. You found that to be so? Praise God. Praise God. Let us love the word of God, saints. Let us memorize it. Let us apply it in our lives. Let us do as the psalmist said in the 119th division of Psalms, verse 11, thy word, he said, have I hid in my heart He said that I might not sin against thee. And also what the angel said to John back in Revelation, the 10th chapter and verse 9 of that scripture. Look at what he says there in that scripture. He said, and I went unto the angel, oh my, and said unto him, he said, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take, eat, and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter. My. There's some things in the word of God that may make our belly bitter, but oh, praise be to Almighty God. He said, but it shall be in my mouth sweet as honey. Do you find the word of God sweet as honey in your mouth? He said, and I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many people and nations and tongues and kings. What is he saying, sister? What is he saying, Sister Renee? That you and I, when we eat the word of God, God has given it to us because we might have to go out and witness and tell somebody about Jesus. We may have to tell somebody something that's not popular. We may have to do as Paul did. When Paul told Peter there in Galatians, you Bible students know, when Paul came to Peter, he was there at Antioch. And remember, Paul had to withstand Peter in his face, the word of God says, and he had to tell him because Peter was wrong. And then also there's another scripture in the word of God that says there, am I now your enemy because I have told you the truth? See, people don't want to hear truth, and they may become your enemy because the word of God will become bitter to them. They don't want to hear what thus saith the Lord. Why? Because that is the sign of the last days in which we are living, when the word of God says they will not endure sound doctrine. Teach unto us what? Smooth things. Don't prophesy unto us deceit. We don't want to hear what you have to say out of the Bible. But then, when we get in a situation, we want to call the saints of God. Will you pray for us? Oh, and the goodness of the Lord is with the saints of God. And yes, the saints of God will pray. But the saints of God don't pray that God keeps you in your sins. But we pray that God will deliver your soul. Praise our God. Oh, I thank God for the word of God. Also, we are told in 1 Corinthians 10, turn with me there for a moment, these words. It's in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. He tells you and I, there has no temptation taken you but such as common unto man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. Saints of God, just because we're tempted, we don't have to fall back into sin. Did you notice what Paul said there? He said, there has no temptation taken you, but that such is common to man, meaning all humans are subject to temptation. We all get the same ones from the same source, and that is the devil. My. The Bible tells us these words. Turn to Hebrews 4. Look at what it says there in verse 15. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmity, but within all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Just because we're tempted, we don't have to sin. We don't have to fall back to where we used to be. We can stand. Our Savior was tempted. He didn't sin. You see, the enemy of our soul is always doing something to try and cause us to sin against God. However, we don't have to fall to his tactics. We learned over the past 3 or 4 months how to put on the whole armor of God. That we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Satan knows that he can never have our soul, but he also knows that if he can cause us to yield to temptation, then we will become powerless and useless in our Christian walk for the Lord. Oh, the Holy Spirit of God is able. He's able to keep us. He's able to guide us. He's able to direct us. What are you saying, Sister Renee? We're told those words in Jude. Look at what he said in Jude 24. He says there in that scripture, he said, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Do you believe that? Do you believe that God's divine ability to keep us from falling is there and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy? Praise our God. Yeah, our God is able. We don't have to fall back into sin. Oh, saints of God, God loves us better than that. Or Brother Byron say that one Wednesday night. Oh, God loves us better than that because God has given us everything we need to be able to stand in this life. He has given us the word of God. We don't have to yield. We don't have to yield to what Satan is doing. Oh, we are told these words in Romans, the sixth chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. He says in Romans 6:13. He says these words. He said, neither yield ye your members of instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Oh, as children of God, we are to let our soul and body be employed in the service of God our Maker. Let him have our hearts. Let him have our head. Let him have our mind. Let him have our hands, our feet, our mouths. Let him speak through us what is truth and what is good, what is to the edification of God's eternal word, to do what is just and what is right. That's what we need, saints of God. Praise our God. We oftentimes sing this song, yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Each victory will help you, some others to win. Fight manfully onward, dark passion subdue. Look ever to Jesus. He'll carry you through. Shun evil companions. Bad language, disdain. If bad language is around, get away from it. He said in the word of God, be not deceived. Evil communication, corrupt good manners. You can't change someone. Only God can change them. And you get around them and say, well, you know, I like being in their company. But if they're cursing and swearing and lying and drinking and doing all kinds of things that you don't do, get away from it. Bad language, disdain. God's name, hold in reverence, nor take it in vain. Don't allow your little friends at school to take God's name in vain. Stop them. Don't laugh at it. Don't join in, you know, evil. Remember, though, you know, you don't want to join in evil with someone else. Because God is watching. Remember at the beginning of the message, we said we serve an omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, almighty God. Our God is always around. He's in every place at all times. He's right here with you and I. He's also in Ukraine right now. God is everywhere. God hears every conversation, and God can juggle all conversations at once. You may say to me, how can that be, Sister Renee? Because he is God.
Amen.
Praise God. He said, be thoughtful and earnest, kind-hearted and true. Look ever to Jesus. He'll carry you through. Mm-hmm. To him that overcometh, God giveth a crown. Through faith we will conquer, though often cast down. He who is our Savior, our strength will renew. Look ever to Jesus. He'll carry you through. Ask the Savior to help you. Comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through. I found that to be so. Amen? Oh, God will carry us through. We don't have to yield to temptation. You see, Job, he did not blame God. He could have blamed him, but he didn't. You might not want to hear this, but one of the great benefits of suffering is that it reveals our true character, saints of God, and the character of the people that are around us. When you read, I ask you to read the entire book of Job. You know, Job had some friends in the Bible. The Bible says in Job 2, verse 11, that they came to comfort him. But then as we went on in throughout the scripture, they leveled one attack after another against Job. And I ask you to read that in your leisure, the entire book. But Job still stood for Almighty God. He still trusted in Almighty God. How about you and I, saints? Oh, I'm talking to myself too, saints of God. You know, when the Spirit of the Lord gives me these messages are for me just as well as anyone else. I've got to stand. I've got to walk.
the way I'm preaching these words, this message. I've got to stand when the enemy comes in. But my Bible tells me when the enemy comes in like a flood, he said the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And I believe that to be true.
Yeah.
Oh, I believe there's also times when the Lord just allows us to go through something. I know there are times when God allows the trials to come. And these trials come to help us to grow in the Lord. And when we are in the valleys of life, we must reach deep down into our inner being, saints of God, and know that it is God that is sustaining and keeping us through these trials and tribulations. Oh, you see, Satan, he wants us to be in a fog, so to speak. He wants us to be in a fog about our trust. He wants us to be in a fog about our faith and what our belief in God is all about. He wants us to be indecisive in our stand. He wants us to waffle back and forth whether we don't know whether we're going to trust God or not. But, oh, we don't want to be a double-minded man, because the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. But we've got to trust in Almighty God and know that our God can bring us through. Yeah. Praise our God. We've got to know that God will carry us through when things are not going well, so to speak, we think in our lives, but our God is able to carry us through. I found that to be so. Praise our God. You see, Satan's job right now is discouraging people to not trust in the things of God. But our scripture text says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. In order to trust in God, there must be a devotion to God and must be a devotion to the things of Almighty God. Oh, as we stated earlier on in the message, devotion means a profound dedication. Jesus said these words in Matthew, the 6th chapter, in verse 33. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You see, we have a responsibility to God. If our priorities are not in order, our life will not be in order. If our priorities are not right, we won't be right. If we don't pray about things, then we are not going to be able to get the things God has promised to us in the Word of God. You see, we don't have to pray about what our number one priority is and ought to be in our Christian walk. We don't have to think about it. We don't have to discuss it. We don't have to look for it. We just have to do it, because Jesus Christ already told us what our priority is. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Praise God. This is something we've got to do, saints of God. Our Heavenly Father ought to be in our thoughts and in our mouths when we wake up in the morning. Oh, our dear brother Lavesta prayed about this on last Tuesday at prayer meeting. Thank God for the prayers that are going up. The psalmist says these words. Turn with me to the 5th division of Psalms and look at what it says there in the Word of God. He says there in verse 3, he said, my voice, and I know this is one of Sister Blake's favorite scriptures. He said, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning. Oh, is your voice God hearing it in the morning? Or are we getting up and turning on ESPN? Or turning on Good Morning America or a C-Bus? You see, my voice, he says, shalt thou hear in the morning. Before we get out of the bed, we ought to be thanking God. Because many laid down, they did not rise. And many did rise, and many didn't make it through the day. You ought to be thanking God. He said, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee. And he said, we'll look up. Oh, God has to be first place in our lives, saints. This is what we spoke about on Wednesday night during our Bible study. And as I've said it before, I thank God for Brother Byron and how God is using him to his glory and to his honor. And I thank God for all the comments, Sister Fran and Brother Ron and Sister Webb, and also Brother Byron, when they were talking about our relationship with Christ Jesus through the Word of God, our love for him, our dedication to the things of God. When we place God first in our lives, everything else will fall into place. Have you found that to be so, saints of God? I found it to be so. Everything falls into place. Because why? I know that God is first in my life. I know that I love him more than anything. I know, as Jesus said in Matthew, that 22nd chapter, and I believe his word, when Jesus said to us in that scripture reading, and verse Matthew 22, verse 37, Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Do you love him with all your heart? He said, went on to say, and with all thy soul. Do you love him with all your soul? He said, and with all thy mind. He said, this is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You may say, Sister Renee, I live next door to some people, and they are just unruly. But your neighbor is whoever is next to you at whatever time they are. God tells you to love them, pray for them. He went on to say, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Praise our God. Are we dedicated to the things of God? See, this Christian life is more than just accepting God. It's about seeking the Lord. The Lord is not just something we passively accept, saints. No, he is someone we actively seek after. We're told these words in 1 Chronicles 16:11. We're coming to a close. Hang in there with me. 16:11. He says, seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face continually. 1 Chronicles 22, verse 19 says, now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Ezra 7, verse 10 says, for Ezra had prayed, had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it and to teach in Israel statutes and judgment. You see, it's God's presence that makes the journey of life bearable for you and I. Praise our God. Our God knows us personally. He knows our names. God cares for us. He cares for our every need, saints of God. That's what Jesus was telling us in Matthew, that sixth chapter. I ask you to read it in the Word of God. God knows the very hairs upon our head. My, my, my. You may say, well, Sister Renee, I don't have any hair, but God knows. He sees all that's up there. He knows everything that you have. Amen. Oh, I ask you in your leisure, read Matthew, the sixth chapter. I don't know about you, but I want God in my presence, in my life. I want God to go ahead of me. I know one Wednesday night, Brother Byron spoke about pathway. I want God to make my pathway short. Oh, you Bible students know the story of the children of Israel, how they were God's chosen people. Yeah, they had their troubles. They murmured, they complained, they worshiped idols. Moses was leading them. In Exodus, the 31st chapter, and I asked you also in your leisure, I know you may say, well, Sister Renee, you got a lot of reading for us. Oh, thanks to God, I read all these scriptures too. Before I can give them to, I got to go read and understand what God is saying to me so that I can preach this message to you as God has given it to me. You see, in Exodus 31, Moses had gone up on the mount to commune with God, and God had given him in verse 18 of Exodus 31. He said, and God gave Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony, tables of stone written with the finger of God. My, my, my. And then in Exodus 32, the Bible says in verse 1, it said, and when Moses saw that, and when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, up, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt. See, Moses was just gone. He was up there with God. Because he was gone an extended period of time, there was an extended absence. Look at what happens. That is why, saints of God, we can't forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of such is. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, I can stay at home a little bit, and I can go on TNN and watch the ministry on the TV. No, saints of God, we need each other. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. We can fellowship with one another. We help each other grow in grace and in the knowledge. We can help each other when we come into the house of God and be able to say through our testimony, look what God has done for me, how God has brought me through. And we can have prayer right here one with another when we're here in the house of God. But see, Moses' presence, he was gone for an extended period of God. And Aaron said unto him, up, make us gods which shall go before me. Let me go back and read that. He says that when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, up, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt. You think about their words, saint.
My Lord.
For as for this Moses, when you go back and read about the children of Israel, earlier on in Exodus, they were down there. God heard their murmuring. God heard their complaining. The word of God tells us, if you go back just for a moment, oh, bear with me for a moment. The Lord is bringing it to me. When you go back and you begin to read what happened, God heard their prayers. God heard them down there in Egypt when they were there with the taskmasters. And then God called upon Moses to go down to tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. And Moses was whom God sent down there. He said there in Exodus, I believe it is here, Exodus, the third chapter. It says there, excuse me, in verse 9, now therefore behold, the cries of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh. That was God speaking to Moses. I will send thee unto Pharaoh that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Egypt was a sign of bondage. And look at how they address him. They said, for as for this man, Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. And Aaron said unto them, break off the golden earring, which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people break off the golden earrings, which were in their ears, and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graven tool after he had made it a molten calf. And they said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land. But as you read on, God heard them down there. In verse 7, he said, and the Lord said unto Moses, get thee down, for thy people which thou brought us out of the land of Egypt. You see, God still could see what they were doing. He said, that which brought thee out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way. You see, when you're not under the instruction of the word of God, you can turn away, because the enemy will come into you and begin to talk in your ear. Well, you know, you don't have to live like that. You don't have to do that kind of way. He said, they have turned aside quickly out of the way, which I command them. They have made them a molten calf and have worshipped it and have sacrificed thereunto and said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Oh, they dishonored God. Mm-hmm. They dishonored God. But in Exodus, the 33rd chapter, I ask you to read all these in your leisure due to time. Oh, Moses made an intercession. He had a conversation with Almighty God. And Moses went to Almighty God on their behalf for the various things that they had done even after that. And he said, and the Lord spake unto Moses in verse 11, face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou hast will send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. This is Moses talking to God. He said, now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. That's what God was letting him know. God was going to give him rest. Oh, praise our God. He went on and said down there in verse 15, and he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated. I and thy people from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. My, my, my. I ask you to read the rest in your leisure, saints. God had decided not to accompany the Israelites on their journey to the promised land. Why? Because they had proven themselves to be a stiff-necked and rebellious people. But, oh, Moses prayed to Almighty God, and God said he would be with them. He said in verse 19, he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy to whom I will show mercy. Oh, saints of God, why wouldn't we want God to go before us? Oh, I want God to go before me. You got to fully surrender everything to Almighty God. Praise our God. We know that our God is able. Our God is able to bring us through. As we devote our lives to God, as we live our lives for Almighty God, we know that God is with us and he's bringing us through each and every day. I thank God for his word. Let us go back to our scripture reading, saints of God. Oh, when we think about all that Jesus has suffered for us, when we think about all that Jesus has done in our stead, I thank God for his word. Got to keep God at the forefront of our lives, not just on Sunday morning, not during Sunday morning worship, but every single day of the week. Oh, I say to the lost souls that are listening to this message, God has a plan of salvation for you too. Our God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die so that you could have salvation. He loves you. You're precious to Almighty God. And God wants you to know him so that you can trust in the Lord with all your heart and you can lean not unto your own understanding. And God will direct your path and everything that you need to go in. He said, in all thy ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Our God has left on record all of this word of God for us to trust in him. I say to the lost, don't allow the devil to try and talk you out of coming to Almighty God by having your mind stayed on all the cares of this life. You see, Satan wants your soul. We can overestimate him and blame him for all the temptations that are going on in life, or we can underestimate him and totally forget that he is a busy devil and he is up to no good, because the Bible says he's walking about seeking whom he may devour. We're also told these words in 1 Timothy 5, verse 15, for some are already turned aside after Satan. My, my, my. Satan is constantly luring hearts away from God to pleasure in all the things that are going on. He wants you to continue to look in the wrong way. He wants you to continue to look at the things of this world, believe in wrong things, challenging the things of God. Our God has prepared a banquet feast. Oh, he's told us in the word of God. But you won't have an appetite for it if you keep eating at the devil's table. Amen. If you keep putting your feet up underneath the devil's table, you can't do as what the psalmist said in the 34th division of Psalm, verse 8, where he says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, how do we taste and see? Oh, in the natural, when we sit down at a table, we put food in our mouths. In the spiritual, we get to know God through prayer, meditation, staying in his word, loving God for all that God has said in his word, following Almighty God. And we can sit down at the banquet table that God has prepared for us. So as our scripture reading says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Solomon says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. God bless you is my prayer. Praise Amen.
Praise our God. Praise God.
Praise God.
Thank God for his word. Amen. Trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Trust God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
There's no such thing as half trust.
That's right.
We have to put our
fully trust
in. Amen. The people who have a lot of, they have more trust in the almighty dollar than they do in God.
Amen.
And the only reason that a dollar is worth anything, because it says it has the full faith and trust of the United States behind it.
Mm-hmm.
How much more?
Oh, come on,
how much more can we trust God?
Amen.
Because even currencies can fail.
That's right.
Be worth nothing.
That's right.
But amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Just trust God. Amen. So even in going through something, when Pastor Jenkins was reading out of the 43rd chapter of Isaiah,
mm-hmm.
and she talked about passing through some things.
Amen.
And that word through kept coming out. And that verse 2 of chapter 43 of Isaiah that she read said, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee.
So
and through the rivers. Didn't say around the waters.
No.
Or around the rivers, but through the waters and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. We trust God. He will take us through and be with us as we are going. Through.
Amen.
Thank God for his word.
Amen.
Today we can trust him. There's a song we often sing, only trust him. Amen. What shall we sing?
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. As Sister Millicent is coming, Lord, take the first place in my heart. Worship the Lord, page 397. Shall we stand?
Praise our God.
Sister Blake, when I was working on the bulletin yesterday, Lord gave me this song, not knowing I was going to need it for service.
Amen.
Page 397.
Worship the Lord.
This is that Jesus has full control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He has to have first place, not second place, not third place, but first place.
I yield to this Savior forsaking my own. From sinful things now I report. To thee I surrender, for mercy I call. Come take the first place in my heart. Take the first place in my heart.
was looking at that second verse.
Amen.
It says, oh, come, gentle spirit, don't leave me, I pray.
Mm-hmm.
From thee I will never depart. That's what we have to do. We've got to settle it. That's how we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. It says, I come to thee now, for I cannot delay. We cannot delay because we don't know where death is. We cannot delay because tomorrow is not promised to any of us. We have to come to him when the Spirit is speaking to our hearts.
Yeah.
It says, Lord, take the first place in my heart. When we come, when we're seeking salvation, that's what needs to be in our mind, in our heart, our earnest desire. Lord, take the first place in my heart. That course that I open the door, come in, I implore. That's our heart's door.
Amen.
That we want the Lord to come into our heart and to dwell there. So this song is a plea. Mm-hmm. Lord, come and possess me, all that I am. Lord, I open my heart. I'm tired of the sin business. I no longer want to serve sin, but I want to serve you.
Amen.
I want to leave sin, dear God. And I know, I believe that Jesus died to save me from my sins. I believe that the blood of Jesus can deliver me from sin
and keep me.
Amen. And Lord, I surrender. I confess. Yes, Lord, I see that I'm a sinner before you. This is what the unsaved soul has to do, to come face to face, first of all, with their own sinful condition, and then to seek God's face, knowing that God is the only one who can change that situation. But we have to come with a willing heart and a desire to be saved.
Yes.
And we're told that if we come to him, he will in no wise cast us out.
Praise our God. Thank the
Amen.
Lord.
But it has to be with total surrender.
Amen.
And saying, Lord, take the first place in my heart. Even that first verse said, I yield to thee, Savior, forsaking my all. From sinful things now I will part. To thee I surrender. For mercy I called. Come, take the first place in my heart. That's the way it has to be. And it's not, you know, come forward and you know, give the preacher your hand and sign a book. That's not salvation.
Amen.
Because salvation has to be between your soul and God.
Amen.
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 But as Pastor Jenkins gave us that sixth chapter of Matthew, verse 33 said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And any of the other needs that we have, God can take care of those things. When we trust in him and wait on him to do those things. But seeking the kingdom of God first, seeking salvation first, that is what will open the door for the blessings that we receive from God.
Amen.
Amen. Is there one? We'll say, Lord, take the first place in my heart.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Young people, you're here. You heard, you have 2 ears. You heard the message as well.
Amen.
This message is binding. The word of God is binding on every soul.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. We're all accountable. The Lord is mighty to save.
Yes, he is.
Amen. All the hand is raised. Amen. We'll sing the next verse.
I cannot be lost, Lord, for thee I will live. Forgiveness, O Savior, import. If I look at that, thou wilt freely and take the first place in my heart.
I'm going to ask London and Matthew, if you would just wait for a moment, please. We're still in the midst of altar call. If you can.
Amen.
If it's an emergency, then you can go. But if not, then because when the Spirit of God is speaking, when we're pleading for souls, we don't want a whole lot of up and down and moving around and so on. To allow the Spirit of God to have his way.
Amen. Praise our God.
Because we know that God is able. We know that how the Spirit of God works. And there are times when he's speaking to souls. And he may be speaking to your soul. But if you're up and moving.
He's trying to distract.
Devil's trying to distract. That's exactly right. If not you, then perhaps someone else who's looking at you walking. We don't want to frustrate the grace of God. We don't want to interfere with the Spirit of God, Holy Spirit of God, as he's working. Amen. And we know that's how he works. He's been, the enemy has been in this business a long time. Trying to keep people from being saved and coming to the Lord. He's worked with us, and when some of us were before we were saved, he did the same thing,
mm-hmm.
tried to do the same thing to us,
Amen.
To delay our coming to the Lord. And so we love you, and so we just want to allow the Spirit of God to work in you if that is his will. Is there anyone who will say, just pray for me? We had the one hand. Yeah, the one hand was given. Amen. Amen. Praise our God. We know God is able. He's able to save. He's able to speak to hearts. And we pray often that the Lord will just continue to preach, for the Spirit of God would preach even after we leave this building. The Spirit of God is able to bring the word back to your remembrance. So we're going to look to the Lord in prayer. Thank him for the message. And pray that he would just continue to deal with hearts and minds. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear Father, to hide your word in our heart. We thank you, dear God, for the word that was preached to us today, dear Father. We thank you, dear God, for your anointed preaching, dear Father, from Pastor Jenkins. Lord, we pray, dear God, you continue, Lord, to bless her and touch her. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear Father, to receive your word, dear God. We pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to sit still long enough, dear God, for your Spirit to be able to work with us, dear Father.
Amen.
We know oftentimes, Brother Jackson has said, it takes time to be holy. So, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to give your Spirit time to work on us, dear Father.
Amen.
Lord, to help us, Lord, not to be moving about, busy, and dear Father, even concerned, dear Father, we understand, Lord, that there are the affairs of this life, dear God, and there are things that happen in their bills, and there are so on, dear Father, and chores around the house, dear God, and things, dear Father, that that we have to do, dear God. But, Lord, we must not put those things before you, dear God.
Amen.
And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear Father, to think, dear God, on the word that has been preached to us, dear God. Help us, Lord, to learn how to trust in you, dear God.
Amen.
Give us grace, dear Father, to trust you more, dear God. Father, we pray, dear Father, that you help us, Lord, not to lean to our own understanding, dear God, because we can get caught up in that, dear Father.
Amen.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to just lean heavily upon you, dear God.
Amen.
Lord, you saw each upraised hand, dear Father. Lord, you know what each heart stands in need of, dear God.
Praise
and so, Father,
God.
We pray in the name of Jesus, dear God, that you would continue, dear Father, your spirit would continue, Lord, to preach to us, dear God, to teach us, dear Father, through your word, Lord, how you expect for us to live before you, and what is acceptable, dear Father, in your sight, dear God, for each and every one of our lives, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember each soul that's here today, dear God. Lord, if there are those, dear God, who are not yet saved, dear God. Lord, if there are those, dear Father, who cannot say that I'm a child of God. Father, we're praying, dear God, that your word will continue to preach, dear Father, to those hearts, dear Father. Lord, that they would surrender to thee, dear God. Lord, that they would trust you, dear God, with all of their might, dear Father. Lord, that they would be able to say, Lord, take the first place in my heart,
praise
dear God.
God.
Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help them, Lord, to surrender to thee, dear God. For we know, dear God, that the devil is a hard taskmaster, dear God.
Oh, yes,
and Lord, we know, Lord, that the wages that he pays off in is death, dear God. You said in your words, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is
praise
eternal life
God.
Through Jesus
yes.
Christ our Lord.
Yes.
God
yes.
wants to give us a gift.
Praise
Satan
God.
Wants
Amen.
To give us pay, has to give us wages, dear
yes.
God, that are going
yes.
to give
yes.
it, end up in our destruction and our
my,
death.
My, my.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear Father, Lord, to seek you, dear Father, to seek this perfect gift, dear God, that you
praise
have given
God.
In the person of your Son, Jesus Christ, dear God, that we might have life everlasting. Lord, we pray,
oh,
dear God,
you.
That you'd remember
thank
our young
you.
People, dear God.
Thank
Lord, remember the middle-aged, dear Father. Remember those who are older, dear God, Lord, who have not surrendered to you, dear God. For we know, Lord, that life is not promised to anyone, dear God, whether young or old. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, Lord, that you would have mercy, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that your word is able to save. And so we're praying, dear God, that they would, Lord, take your word and take it on faith, dear God, and believe, Lord, that you're able to save them, dear Father. Lord, so that they need not dread, dear God, the day of judgment. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would have your way, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to walk worthy, dear God, of your word, to walk worthy, Lord, of this great salvation, Lord, those who have received this salvation. Help us, Lord, to hold on to it, dear Father. Help us, Lord, to dwell in thee, dear God, that we may be kept, dear Father, by your Spirit.
Praise
Lord,
God.
We pray, dear God, that you would just continue to have your way, Lord, and help us, dear Father, to be examples of believers, dear God, to all those that we come in contact with, that, Lord, they might know our dear Savior as well.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for what our ears and our hearts have heard this morning, and pray, dear God, that you would continue, Lord, to direct our path and help us, Lord, to walk, Lord, in a path of trust and belief and faith. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank
praise
you.
Praise our God.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Thanks. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves? Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. Yes, Sister India. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Amen. Amen. If her hand was up, that means that she heard something that touched her little heart, too.
Amen.
We thank God for that. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Even as Pastor Jacobs preaches, the scripture she gave the Apostle Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Mm-hmm. Amen. And so we know that when we know the Lord, that is so true. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Sister India. Sister Martine. Amen. Amen.
When I was listening to the message, it was just going all back through me. And I thank the Lord because I lost a friend and I lost a brother.
Yes.
In the process, he was dealing with a house. And then, I'm just making a short story. It's a long story. We went through a lot of valleys, curves, whatever. The Lord was carrying us. His footprint was in there. He was carrying us from the right hand into the left hand. Every turn we went, there was a pop-up. On Monday, was that Monday or Tuesday? It was Monday, the day before the final everything. Another pop-up come. I had a call from Monday. I thank the Lord for taking out of it. I thank the Lord for ministering to how he blessed her and how she gives her gift. She didn't take it and bury it in the ground. She gives for others.
Amen.
When it came up another situation, the Lord already had blessed that when ministry ministers and all of us got together on the phone, the following day, the Lord blessed the house of souls.
Amen. Amen.
The song is from November to March.
Amen.
So what we have to do is wait on the Lord. It's not us.
Amen.
And he's been blessed. I can't even thank him with God. He's just been there, and how he has left me to wait patiently. And that's a hard thing for me, but I've been doing it.
Praise God.
Amen. And I thank God that I can sit here and say, I've been there many times. Not only this time, but many times, and he has brought me through. I just have to be patient. And I know people don't want to hear that word patience, but patience is a virtue.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. 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 We love you too, Sister Lawrence. Praise God. It would have been all right if you had. Amen. You're talking about patience. The Word of God says, in your patience, possess ye your soul. So that just lets us know God expects us to have patience. And so anytime we'll have to go through something so that we learn it along as we walk. Amen. As we walk along the way. Amen. Thank God. Amen. All right. We have a few announcements. We have a card here, a postcard. It says, please pray 2 Chronicles 7:14. It says, dear God, thank you for us who are called by your name. Help us to humble ourselves and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways so that you will hear from heaven and you will forgive our sins and heal our land. In Jesus' name, amen. This is from Martha Black, 532 Pelican Bay Drive, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32119. It says, please join me in praying for the entire world to give their hearts to Jesus Christ. May they start reading the Bible, praying, going to church, and being a witness for Jesus Christ. Thank you for praying. All things are possible with God. Martha. Amen. That came through the mail.
Amen. We pray.
Praise God. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. November turkey giveaway canister is always open for donations. Choir rehearsal following morning service. Bring your scripture for Wednesday night Bible study. Just prayer me, Bible study. For Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. by phone. And remember to turn your phone off 1 hour before service, then turn it back on. And please mute your phones. And again, as Brother Jackson said, as Pastor Jenkins has reminded us, we pray that there will be no static or echoing on the phones. You know, God is able. We thank God for blessing our bus drivers. Sister Melita was scheduled to drive for today, and we thank God we were lifting her up in prayer on last week. And so for this week, for this coming Lord's Day, please pray for Sister Millicent McElroy and Brother Thomas Mann as they are scheduled to drive, be bus drivers for next Lord's Day. Also, next weekend is Daylight Savings changeover. So late Saturday night, I guess, well, at 2 o'clock in the morning between Saturday and Sunday, it will spring forward. So turn your clock forward 1 hour. Yes, you'll miss an hour's sleep. So if you go to bed at 10 o'clock, turn your clock to 11 o'clock before you fall asleep. That way, you'll be on time. Otherwise, you'll be an hour late to church. All right? So we're letting you know ahead of time. Turn your clock ahead 1 hour on the Saturday night so that we're here on time on Sunday morning. Amen. Amen. Our thought for today, may your faith burn the brightest in the darkest hours and never flicker in the winds of trials. Amen. Goes with our message, doesn't it?
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Thank God for the service today. And I want to apologize to Victoria. So glad to have you. I apologize. The name Veronica was on my mind because I was doing the bend of the story. And I was doing a survey, a questionnaire on how the person that helped you, and the lady's name was Veronica. And so I was typing in all the how nice she was and all the good things she did and how she friendly and helpful she was and everything. And so the name Veronica was in my and when you walked in, Victoria was in my mind because I thought, okay, I'm on call Tamika. There it is again. Victoria. But Veronica is what came out. Veronica seems to be what me pop out again. But Victoria, so good to see you. Glad to have you.
Liana.
That's right, Liana. So glad to have you too. Wonderful to see you. If you want to express yourself. All right. That's all right. You don't have to do. You don't have to say anything. You're sitting there smiling is saying a whole lot. So we're just so glad to see you. Glad that you're here. And when you come back, we'll be praying for you in the meantime. And if you when you come back, if that's next week, that'd be wonderful. But whenever it is, you will be Victoria. and not Veronica. Even though my Veronica was a very, very wonderful person. Amen. So that's what stuck in my head. That would be, amen. Is there anyone else would like to express themselves? Yes, Sister Holmes.
I just want to thank the Lord for the beautiful message.
Amen.
And I thank all of you for praying for me and keeping me encouraged, because I know the Lord is the first place in my heart, because he's kept me all this time.
Amen.
Amen.
I want you to continue to remember me in prayer and thank the Lord. My daughter told me today, Mom, you told us what to do. Now we're telling you. And I said, but I rely on the fact that you will tell me the truth. And so that helps. So they haven't, thus far, to my knowledge, they're doing the best that they know how and following directions of the doctor. And I appreciate, first of all, the prayers of the saints. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank God for
it. All minds are clear. Shall we stand? Oh, I'm sorry. Let me recognize. I didn't mean Miss Betty. I didn't mean because I know at the beginning of service to recognize you, but I don't want to slight you. I'm so glad to have you here. Would you like to express yourself?
Amen.
Amen. We're glad too, and just know that you have been in our prayers. Yeah. On Sunday, on Tuesdays when we come and pray, we thank God for allowing him to give you the strength to be here today. Amen. Thank you for that. Amen. Brother Byron.
It's that time of the year rolling around for me seeing my oncologist, the 24th. So keep me.
Amen. Amen. Yes, amen. That's a good thing. Amen. Praise our God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Jackson, would you dismiss us in prayer, please?
Peace, Lord.
Amen.
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 Sister Holmes.